Dave, two big decisions in that second half. Disallowed goal and a sending off.
Three.
You think three decisions. Yeah. Go on then, your take.
Semi shouldn't be sent off. I feel a lad should. Tackle on Louis. Two-footed tackle, premeditated. Chased him down. And it's a goal. So, three big decisions in the game. They go to 10 men instead of us. Louis is a perfectly good tackle. His foot's on the ground. He's won the ball. I don't know what Chris has seen, so hopefully he'll look at it. It's a hard thing for him. Quickly, he's got to make that decision quick. So hopefully he'll review it and rescind it.
What about the Semedo one? Did he win the ball in that challenge?
Yeah, he's won the ball. His foot's on the floor. We've got the video. They haven't got the video, so I can feel sometimes they make that decision as quickly as that. But hopefully he'll review it and he'll change his mind.
And the goal, if there's no touch at the far post, then it should stand, shouldn't it?
You tell me. I thought she raised it too quick and didn't have a look at it or whatever. But if she raises it for offside and no one's touched it, the referee's seen that no one's touched it. So why have you not give the goal?
These talking points are going to undermine what was a terrific display from your team.
I thought they were fantastic. I thought we gave a sloppy goal away and after that, I thought we dominated the game until the last couple of minutes when we went down to 10 men and we had to defend the corners, but they had nowhere to go and we broke on them. Two air shots, centre goals, and unfortunately I had to bring Matty off because he's been ill. Maybe if one of them had fell to him, a bit more composure, one might have gone him.
Mm. Can you quite believe that we're stood here again and it's now 11 games after what you've seen today?
No, it's just hard to take because I think they've played so well and I think they deserve the win. But they've said to them, it's got to come. You've got to keep playing like that and it will come.
Just to come back to Semedo, I mean, he was inconsolable when he came off the field, wasn't he?
You can tell by the reaction of players. You can see the reaction of players. He knows. He knows what he's done. Everybody in that park knew it wasn't a sending off. So hopefully Chris will review it, look at it and say, no, OK, I got this one wrong.
But it shows how much this means to the players, doesn't it? I mean, he was absolutely
desperate.
That's
never been in doubt. There's never, ever been anything in doubt. You know, everybody will always spread a rumour or whatever, but you've just seen the commitment and that's why the players went to the fans at the end.
That was a good moment, wasn't it? I mean, they all took the shirts off, gave it to the fans. That,
yeah, because they've worked
showed
hard
together.
And I think the fans appreciate it. Every time we've been away, we've got that result. Could have got the three result, you know, the 3 points, but no, it's hard end. Should have been a hard end victory. Unfortunately, it was a hard end point.
Mm. I don't want to pick players out too much because I thought it was a great team display, but I thought Giles Coke, Stephen McPhail, I mean, they'd bossed the midfield, didn't they?
No, Stephen McPhail, I thought, was untouchable because in the first half, they couldn't get near him. And then I don't know what they did in the second half. They tried to put someone on him and then he cleared off somewhere else and then Cokie come in and did it. But I thought Semi was as well. Semi got it down, he passed it well, he broke things up. But that's what Stevie's all about. He's calm, collective, gives you a bit of a composure. And I think he only gave the ball away once, which was in the last minute when they broke away. But I think that was probably, if you look at his percentages, I think he'll be well up into the 90s of keeping the ball.
And at the end, when they had the advantage, they did have a little bit of a spell, didn't they? 5 minutes.
Yeah,
Chris Kirkland's made a couple
corners,
of great saves,
yeah,
on it.
Two corners, but we'll look at that. But we are a man down. It is the heat of the moment. I think everyone's trying to clear the head. But that's what Chris is there for.
Is it hard sometimes as a manager? You've probably said the same things to them 7 times, haven't you, this season, after a game?
A lot of time, even after the QPR and games that, you know, Burnley or Roma, we should have got something from it. I just feel it will come. They've got to keep playing like that, because that's not a team that hasn't won for 11 games. That's a team that's together, plays well, just needs a break in front of goal.
Will you appeal the Semedo sending off?
Yeah, definitely. They'll be in tonight before we get on the bus, probably.
What is the process of that then? Do you just send
it
on to the FA?
Hopefully Chris will look at it and say, yeah, I got it wrong.
And Reader Johnson got through okay today. Chris Kirkland, they were a couple of doubts, weren't they, coming into the game?
Yeah, but we've had one or two that have been ill. So that's probably our best performance, full stop.
And Camille Zayata getting the nod today over Miguel Liera. What was your thinking with that particular
pace.
Switch?
Just pace, change it. They got quick players, but then Camille's got pinned a little bit. But after that, I don't think he's put a foot wrong.